Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to more Boston sports talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
Mitchell Harris runs into Trent Brown and keeps going for the touchdown. Nobody can stop him. I think he's in.
That's Damian Harris after his touchdown against the Titans. Need a lozenge, maybe a nice Ricola afterwards.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Shime just gave me the head shake. I don't know if it's because
Shime, get a
they
ginger ale in your stomach or something. Get a ginger ale, a nice piece of toast, and you'll be fine.
I don't know if I can handle the toast.
That's what I was. You had a little rum in your tum tum. You get yourself a nice room temp ginger ale. You don't want it freezing.
Yeah,
for some reason.
You want the room temp.
Room temp ginger ale and a nice piece of toast.
Rich, I haven't eaten anything today. I've already had to scoot to the bathroom once or twice.
Two scoots?
Two scoots.
Two scoots.
Two scoots, no raisins.
Oh, yeah, raisins would be the last thing you need right
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah, I don't need fiber. That's
raisins
sure.
would mess him up. Well, I'm glad you're somewhat better.
Well, I thought Shine was kind of shaking his head a little bit at the Ricola comment because they got like that big commercial where they're like standing in the field with the Ricola. Is that the Germans?
What is that?
Is that why?
No, I think that would be like the Swiss, right? In the Alps?
I guess.
What instrument is that?
Oh, the giant horn?
Yeah, what is that?
Let me Google it for you.
What is that?
I'll bing it, actually.
Give it a bing. Sean.
Yeah, we can't ask a Chris Scheim herpetologist to be able to figure that one out, or zoologist.
You know what would really mess up your stomach is what I had last night. Oh, well, go ahead. What's the answer?
It's called an Alp horn.
Alp horn?
An Alp horn?
Like the Alps.
You ever in the Alps?
Like the Alps, but it's a horn.
The acoustics are off the charts.
Or an Alpenhorn.
Oh, an Alp horn.
Alp.
I went
horn.
Alp horn.
Alp horn.
Alp horn. There you go. More like Frank Gore, but nevertheless.
You know what would have ruined Shime's stomach is what I had last night.
And that was?
First eggnog of the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you drink unspiked eggnog?
Yeah, I'll do both.
Oh, you will?
I'll go back and forth because I like the flavor so much. It's just like a nice, thick, thick beverage.
Oh, I can't even
think
about it.
The best eggnog you need with like a fork.
It's like drinking paint.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Patriots running back Damian Harris, brought to us by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. DeLuca's got the deals. And Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Damian Harris, good morning. How is your voice after that primal scream from your touchdown against the Titans?
It's good. It took me a couple of days to get it back, but it's good. You know, that was an exciting play. You know, we're playing a tough opponent, and it was a hard-fought game, and we battled to the end. And so, you know, it was great to put an exclamation point on a great win at home in front of our fans. The weather was great. The energy was great. So, you know, it was an emotional moment, as you guys can tell.
Where do you stand on eggnog, Damian? Because I find it delicious. Not everybody does. You're a professional athlete who is in tremendous shape, so I would guess you can't have much, if any, of it. But where do you come down on this holiday beverage?
I've never had it before, so I have no opinions.
You're probably smart to do that because if you start, next thing you know, like, oh, Damian looks a little overweight, it would be a real problem. So I think that's actually probably for the best.
Or it's a one taste and be like, oh, yeah, this is as awful taste. As I've heard it.
It is an acquired taste. But on a serious level, Damian.
I'm good on water.
Yeah, water. Yeah, smart. Smart.
Well, that's why he's a pro athlete and in great shape.
Where do you come down on Monday Night Football, Damon? Is it still got like that special status of like, all right, here it is, the marquee game, the primetime game, or in your opinion, is it just another game?
Well, I mean, it's the biggest game of the year for us because it's the next game. You know, every week we know we're facing tough challenges and tough teams, and you know, Buffalo's the next team on the schedule, so it's our biggest game of the year. They're a great team. We know it's going to be a hostile environment. You know, everybody's going to make the game bigger than what it is. But obviously, like I said, it's the biggest game for us just because it's the next one. So, you know, this week, we really need our best week of preparation. You know, that way we can play our best football on Monday night because we know it's not going to be easy.
And not just this particular Monday, but I mean Monday Night Football in general. Like when the schedule comes out, you guys usually have one, maybe two Monday night games. Is that something that is still special or is it doesn't really matter what time the game is played?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and downplay it. I mean, obviously, you know, the beginning of the season when the schedules come out and you see that you got a Monday night game or a Thursday night game or a Sunday night game, you know, obviously those are big time games. And I like to think of it as, you know, when I was a kid, when I was 8 years old and I started playing football, you know, I dreamed of playing in games like this and moments like this. So, you know, that's why it's a big game. You know, it has that impact for me. But once you get past that, like I said, you know, being my third year in the league, you just got to approach it as the biggest game because it's the next. Like I said earlier, every week's a tough week. Every game's a tough game, regardless of if it's Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, Saturday, you know, whatever the circumstances may be, every game is a big game in the National Football League. So, you know, we got to, like I said, have our best week of preparation this week. We're going to go out there Monday in a tough, hostile environment and go play our best football.
Patriots running back Damian Harris with Gresh and Keefe on this Patriots Friday. You're going to Buffalo. We hear the weather is going to be awful, or at least bad. Let's put it that way. Hey, Damian, how do you as a running back, like how does weather sort of either change maybe your preparation or what are some of the things maybe that you do differently to be able to deal with what the elements might be in that hostile environment you referenced?
I mean, with the way that we prepare, obviously the weather here in New England isn't, you know, it's not always sunny and 75 here either, but you know, everything we do in our weeks of preparation is to prepare us for whatever the outcome, whatever the situation is going to be in the game, whatever circumstances we can't control, you know, whether it's weather, whatever other factors, you know, we know that we got to go out there and handle our business. So whatever the weather is going to be on Monday, you know, we're going to strap our stuff on and we're going to go out there and try to play our best game of football. You know, that's what it takes.
I know it's just your third year, so you've only made a couple of trips out there, but what has been the weirdest thing you've seen in Buffalo?
You know, I haven't really seen much, honestly. You know, with this only being my third year, like you said, I haven't seen all the craziness yet. But like I said, we know it's going to be a hostile environment. You know, you see the videos, you know, they got a great fan base, people that support them, and, you know, fans that go all out for their team. And we know that's going to be a factor in the game. But at the end of the day, we got to go out there, play our game, do what we do well, play our version of Patriots football, and go out there and do that for 60 minutes. And, you know, we think if we do that, we got a chance against anybody.
Damian, you've been a part of championship cultures for a while now. Do you feel this football team that you're a part of this year getting better week after week after week? And do you feel that build, which I'm sure you have been a part of on teams in the past?
Man, I tell you, we just want to get better every week. That's our goal. That's our focus. I've said it. We want to go 1-0 every week. And this week will be no different. Yeah, I can't stress it enough. We're playing a great team, a great Buffalo team, in a very hostile environment. And it's going to take all of us, everybody in this locker room, all the coaches, you know, everybody in this organization. We've got to be at their best on Monday if we want to come out there with a win.
What's your plan for the SEC championship game on Saturday, Alabama, Georgia?
I'm going to be locked in. You know, everybody was talking about this being Georgia's year. I don't know. I got Bama at all times. So anytime Bama's playing somebody, it's Bama against the world. So I'm repping it loud and proud, Roll Tide till the day I die. And I got Bama this weekend. So good luck to those guys.
Damian, wagers with Georgia players in the room, have they been made? Have you and Mac been up to, you know, trying to, I don't know, get a – free case of something out of a Georgia player, or, you know, making a Georgia guy have to wear the Bama stuff in a press conference?
Like I said before, I'm not really a gambling man. Like I said, we think the Bama's going to come out with a win, but ultimately the talk in the locker room is about beating Buffalo. That's what we got on our minds. So we're ready to go out, continue to have a great week of preparation, and go out on Monday and play our best football.
So, Damian, yesterday I was a part of calling the high school state championship games, and we noticed that you and Mac Jones and then eventually Matt Judon were standing there. You guys made it on the big board, and we saw you all smile because the crowd popped for both of you. Tell me what that was like a little bit, to walk out of practice and be like, holy crap, there's a football game going on in our stadium right now.
Yeah, so that was actually really cool. You know, it's the first high school game I've actually been to since I graduated from high school. So it was great to be out there. You know, like I said, alluded to earlier, you know, growing up as a kid, I dreamed of being here on this, playing at this level, playing on these stages. And I saw that with those kids out there playing the state championship game last night. So, you know, wishing all those kids the best of luck in their future. You know, we saw some great football last night. So it was great to be out there, great to see it, and, you know, just embodies the football culture up here. You know, there's a lot of great players out there. It's a great game, so it was definitely fun to be out there and see those kids doing what they love.
Damian, when you were in high school, did you get to play in anything close to a stadium like Gillette? Because for a lot of these kids, especially who grow up as Patriot fans, I mean, you know, your last game is in Gillette Stadium, and it's a real pinch-me moment. Did you have any of those in high school?
No, I didn't myself, so I didn't get to accomplish that. So, but I think that's why it's even more special for those kids that had the opportunity to play. You know, whether it was last night or tonight, I think there might be some games. You know, just guys going out there, playing the game that they love, getting to come play at Gillette in high school, you know, that's definitely something special. So just hope all those kids continue to enjoy the moment, just take full advantage of it.
Damian, good luck on Monday night. Stay healthy. We know you're off the injury report. We're all knocking on wood for that. Thanks a bunch. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time.
There goes Damian Harris with us on the Harbor One Hotline.
So an interesting group in the locker room, because you have Damian Harris, Mac Jones, Dante Hightower, Christian Barmore, and even Anthony Jennings, who's on IR. All five of those guys went to Alabama. And then on the flip side, you have David Andrews and Isaiah Wynn from Georgia.
Ain't no way.
Oh, they're definitely talking crap.
There
the
isn't
whole
wager.
Time.
And yes. That there's something going on there. Just Mac and Andrews alone, there's your center quarterback combo.
Oh,
different
exactly.
Schools.
Come on. I mean, for sure they're talking about it. And you got to figure, if Alabama wins, they're both still going to be in the playoff.
Georgia's kind of playing with house money in terms of getting into the playoff.
And then
you're right.
Might, but would they have a rematch? Like, they could, depending on the seedings. Couldn't they be 2-3?
Yeah, if I were to guess, I would say that if sort of, well, first of all, if Alabama loses, they're not getting in.
They're
let's say Alabama wins.
Then I think they jump up to 2. I think Georgia falls to 3. And I think
Would go to 1? Would Cincinnati go to 1?
No, they wouldn't. But if Michigan beats Iowa in the Big Ten title game, Michigan's currently 2.
Yeah.
Then they would just jump to 1, I think.
Well, Oklahoma State is now an outlier in this as well, because they're going to play Baylor.
Yeah,
and I
interesting.
Know. So there's the one. Like,
but they could snake Cincinnati's spot.
I'm going to guess that even if Georgia loses, they're probably still number 1.
But I hope that they rig it, though, so it's not a rematch in the next round.
It'll be Cincinnati, Alabama 2-3, and the 1-4, if Michigan does
Georgia.
Win, it'll be Georgia, Michigan, or maybe Georgia, Oklahoma State. But
good weekend for
there's
it.
No way those guys either have not talked.
Oh,
there's
got to
be some wagering
of
going
course.
On. We're
going to
see
course.
Somebody dressed up in some sort of a goofy costume. Hey, for those of you who are a part of the Degenerati, the Winners Club podcast is up right now with John Mutt and Lucy Burge of BetQL. Jumped in for Scheim, who, of course, was out yesterday. Check that out right now at WEEI.com. So apparently this show's created an issue in Buffalo. As we highlighted earlier, Keith's question about Mac Jones and Josh Allen to Tommy Kern on Wednesday has caught the ear and the eye of the folks in Buffalo.
It sure has. So they opened their show today talking about it. So let's just dive in. We can start and stop this as we go and see what they're talking about up in Buffalo.
So, yesterday, on our sister station in Boston, WEEI, they have a show at the same time as this one. They're on right now, but they go till 2 o'clock, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. It's Gresh and Keefe.
Great start. Good plug.
Good plug.
Station in there. Sister station. We're all in this together. Gresh and Keefe got our names right. I know there's been plenty of times. It's not like they called us. What was the show? What was it that they called us that one time?
Well, Rich, just hit play.
Sorry.
Just hit play.
Sorry, John's heard this.
No. Just hit play.
Andy Gresh and what is Keith's first name? I just want to get it right here. It is Rich Keefe. Thank you.
Son of a bitch. Come on.
Oh, you jumped the gun.
Come on.
That is hilarious.
If you don't know it, don't you don't need to know it. It's like it's Gresh and Keefe. You got that right. Oh, what a setup.
You really did not know that was coming. That was great.
Of course I didn't know that was coming. What was it that they called us? Remember we were going to change the name of the show for a while to something?
Michael wanted to call it the Afternoon Mac at one
point. No. What they called Gresh and then what somebody called me. Gresh and...
Oh, Slim Whitman and Fat Eddie? Yes.
Oh, Slim Whitman, Fat Eddie. There we go. Sorry.
Yes,
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Slim Whitman and Fat Eddie.
Great.
That cracks me up. All right. So anyway, this is the setup. Gresh and Keefe, Andy Gresh and Line. They're on in Boston.
They were... talking yesterday about the game and about the matchup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've heard a lot this week, Joe, about Mac Jones, and I think both of us agree. I think I can speak for you when I say I think we both agree. He's better than a lot of Bills fans want to give him credit for. He's not as good as a lot of the national media or Boston fans want
to
say.
To me, he's like almost smack dab in the middle of those two things.
Correct.
Yeah.
This was an actual question asked on Gresh and Keefe yesterday. I'm going to play the audio.
Am I going to be mad? Am I going to be upset?
It was an actual question. Now, I will tell you, the question itself is, are you freaking kidding me? But I will give credit to all the hosts and all the people involved. One of them is Tom Curran, who's a writer. He's on there. And all of them, I think, answered it properly and correctly. So I give them credit for that. But they actually had this question on Boston Radio, WEEI, yesterday.
So, again, he's about to play our question. But, yeah, so it's the whole thing. It's the Mac versus Josh Allen debate. That's how this all started. They saw the video on Twitter, and then they've been reacting to it. John's been clapping back at him, the whole thing. So they're now presenting it to their audience.
Okay.
Because it's like, are you kidding me question, right? There's no bad questions, right? There's bad answers. There's bad hosts. There's bad callers.
There's bad interviews.
There's bad interviews. There's no bad questions. Mac Jones for Josh Allen, who says no. So, and then they play the entire Curran interview. And Curran, he actually answers it in a way, and if you heard it on the show on Wednesday, he's basically like, you know, my first thought would be Josh Allen. But he's like, but I talk to Phil Perry all the time, and Phil Perry's the one that's like, I don't really know how good Josh Allen is. I guess that's sort of how I read it.
Yep.
But then ultimately he was like, I would rather have Josh Allen than Mac Jones. And he had a great line in there about taming a stallion. Be like, Josh Allen is this like prototype guy, and in the right environment, he'd be great. So ultimately he picked him.
And but to be fair to you, you did kind of ask it almost with a wink and a nod, kind of like to Damian Harris with the whole, hey, do you know all your teammates' names and stuff like that, right?
Damian didn't find that funny.
He did not.
But yeah, no, because to me, the person who asked the quote-unquote ridiculous question, I actually definitely would take Josh Allen over Mac Jones. But I wanted to hear how Curran answered it. So that's why I asked him. So let's jump to the end of Curran's answer, and then they will respond.
They literally asked, who says no, to start the question.
I think I have a bigger issue with, I think I'd take Josh
Allen.
Come on, guy. I think I'd take Josh Allen.
That's what he said.
Don't kid yourself. Like, you don't need to talk yourself into that. I do at least appreciate that everybody in the room did at least say Josh Allen.
And that was Tom Curran.
I didn't.
Wait, I was going to stop right there. What are you, Gresh's answer?
Yeah. Like, seriously. Like, I didn't.
Gresh did not. Gresh did not say that. That was just the 2-minute little snippet that we put up on Twitter.
Who said, I'd like to rein in the stallion. That's a good answer. That's the thing.
I think you could argue you'd rather take Josh Allen if you took him back 3 years and didn't know what he was going to become. Like, the stallion's been reined in.
3 years ago, Josh Allen versus Mac Jones right now. Come on. You didn't know he was going to turn into this.
No.
You had no idea. He could have been another one of these Dwayne Haskins or Josh Rosen. Now, I know Allen's more athletic than those two guys, but as far as, like, his rookie year was a mess. And then he got better and better, and now he's sort of as good as he was last year. So, come on. I think now that guy's going to the extreme.
I don't think there is an argument for Mac Jones over Josh Allen in any way. So to say I think I would take Josh Allen is just – you're right, though. The original problem is the question.
Oh, how
dare you?
This is great,
you
of course.
Stooge. The question. So first of all, it got us talking about it. We spent time on it yesterday. We're going to spend time on it today. You're talking about it. So how bad was the question? It gave you the whole first segment of your show.
Yeah, that's crap.
Bad question. Not a bad question. And apparently, it's not even a unanimous answer. So,
oh, but out there, of course
but
it
out,
is.
Well, out
because
there
what
is.
Do they yeah. know other yeah. than losing for 20 years?
Well, there was that.
So I tried to get either Gresh or Keefe on the show today. Like I said, you guys got to come on here to talk about this.
Let me stop you right there. Your show's on from what, 10 to noon?
Yeah.
And we're on from 10 to 2. How are we supposed to join your show?
And they started that whole rant with, oh, they're on the same time we are.
Right.
What are you
so just, I tried to get these guys.
Just get in radio?
They ducked us.
Right.
They wouldn't come on. They're not man enough.
Once
to
again,
on.
Rich, hit play.
And they said, we're actually on the same time you are.
All right. Fair enough.
Well.
Keep going.
Reasonable answer.
Hit play again.
You could have Googled right. and figured that
out. I'll just let it breathe a minute here, John. But all right. Lord.
So they weren't able to come on. They were definitely
so they're
willing.
They're definitely not ducking us.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, we had some fun with it. They said they were having fun. They were having fun on the radio with it.
God forbid. God forbid you try to have a little bit of fun doing a sports talk radio show.
Is this Josh Allen's dad?
It might be.
Do we have to put this guy on the wags and parents defending their kids?
So now y'all playing radio. Got it.
Potential shrunk out.
Keyshawn?
Guys. You asked the question, who says no? They all kind of went to where they need to get to and ultimately. So anyway, that's.
No, they didn't.
No.
No, they didn't. You haven't heard Gresh's full answer yet.
When they said, hey, but Jermaine Wiggins is here. Would you like to talk to him? And then I said, yeah, that'd actually be great. So we're going to have Jermaine on in about 15 minutes.
So then cut to them having Jermaine Wiggins on the show. And I told them they're not going to like where this is coming, because if I asked Jermaine Wiggins, Josh Allen or Mac Jones, I'm sure you'd get a different answer. But as we know, Wiggy has been a big proponent of Mac Jones is a passenger.
Right. He's trying to walk it back a little bit.
Which would fly
Greg,
in the face.
Greg has very much been leaning on Wiggy to be like, hey, you need to walk that back.
But here is Wiggy on the show up in Buffalo.
You know, when we talk about on the Greg Hill show, I kind of call him a passenger and the vehicle of the New England Patriots football team.
So that's a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
How did they digest that? Like, well, wait a minute. These guys are just, they think he's the MVP of the league. You think he's along for the ride. I can't, my our pets
Their
heads are falling
exploded.
Off.
Yeah. They didn't know what to do.
All right, so this is the end of Wiggy's hit on that program up in Buffalo.
For that one. Jermaine Wiggins, thanks for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Be good. Happy holidays to you and the family.
All right, same to you guys. Take care.
All right, that is Jermaine Wiggins, former tight end of the New England Patriots. Yeah, I think he's keeping it real. Like, he knows. He understands. He's giving Mac Jones credit, but like, hey, he's not Josh Allen.
Like, let's slow the roll here. I like the way he put it. Like, he's a passenger right now.
Passenger. I love it. That was a really good phrase.
They love that. So now they're all over
Wiggy's going to have a field day with that.
Yeah, so now Wiggy is the voice of Boston sports now.
By the way, after they were dumping on us earlier, I listened a bit further, and they were saying like, oh, well, Josh Allen would have won MVP if it weren't for Aaron Rodgers.
Right, well, there's another guy. That's what happened. So, but there was Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers retired 3 years ago or got hit by a bus, then Josh Allen
would have
consulted Joe Rogan last year.
Josh Allen, though, may have also consulted Joe Rogan. We don't.
He probably did.
That probably could have happened as well. No, I like Josh Allen a lot. I just don't think it's that ridiculous of a question.
No.
I would rather have Josh Allen. That's why I asked the question. But Mac Jones has been a better rookie than I think anybody really could have predicted. Even if you were high on Mac Jones, I don't think you would expect this level of play through.
You know,
games.
I loved him from the jump right away. Right. And he has even shocked me because. Yeah. Of the consistency, you know, normally, and look, even the great quarterbacks, right? Like, we could look at the end of the year and look at Rodgers and Brady and Mahomes and Wilson and all these guys who apparently have had their hands stamped in or out of the Keefe top five or not, in that there's a turd burger in there.
Yeah.
Like, look at Brady when he came to Foxborough. That might be statistically one of his worst performances of the year. Wasn't great. They still won the game. And we really haven't seen the real, like, you know, 14 of 31, three interceptions, crapped his pants kind of game.
No, like the Saints game certainly wasn't very good. But again, you look at the four losses that they have, and you're not going to pin them on the quarterback. Where, again, around the league, you know, this Sunday, there's going to be a handful of games that the quarterback just didn't give him a chance to win.
And by the way, Sal Capaccio from, is it GR, WGR, John?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, he'll be on with us at 1:10 on Monday.
Awesome.
So we'll be able to have some fun with that. Keith and I are also going to get into Mac and Josh Allen with you. Grab a line, 617-779-7937. Here's Shime, ready to
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like the show?
Of course you do.
And not that other way, freaks.
Tell a friend about Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Hypothetical, Tom. Mac Jones for Josh Allen. Who says no?
I would rather try and rein in the wild stallion that is Josh Allen than, you know, rely on, again, a brilliant, incredibly accurate, definitely extremely tough football player who kind of has average velocity, is always going to have kind of average velocity. We're going to find out, you know, over the next month and a half,
yeah,
whether or not that is an issue. When it gets windy and he has to throw some wind cutters.
That's a part of the question, or the answer to the question that Keith asked Tommy Curran on Wednesday, that has Buffalo all astir.
I was going to say it's ripping through the country right now.
It really
is. People are talking about it from coast to coast.
We got Minnesota radio on it coming up at the top of the hour.
They can't wait. It's really the Lakes region that has picked it up so far, but eventually it'll get out to California. It's only 8:30 in California, so it'll eventually get out there as well.
It'll be big in Toronto. I'm sure Richard Deitch will be on it as well.
He should pick that up as well. So I, despite being made fun of for a horrible question, I actually think it's an obvious answer for Josh Allen. You, however, feel differently. Tell us why, Mac Jones.
Yeah, I think with Josh Allen, first of all, he is like an NBA player in that there are times where he will play hero ball. And when you look at the games in which he's gotten in trouble in terms of throwing interceptions, it really comes from two things. Number one, dealing with pressure. Because the move quarterbacks, automatically, it's like, well, I'm just going to run away from everyone, and the play starts to break down. It's not only pressure allowed by the offensive line, but the fact that they don't have a consistent running game. And if you slow down the Buffalo running game, including Josh Allen, that's where he gets into the I've got to press it mode, and I've got to get downfield mode, and I've got to make this play because my team needs me kind of mode. And that's, to me, where guys like Bill Belichick get to gobble up these kinds of players. Now, look, when Bill Belichick says, Keith, it's remarkable how far Josh Allen has come. It's not a lie.
Oh, it is remarkable.
Because I'm sure that when he, meaning Bill Belichick, and his scouting staff, when Josh Allen was coming out of school,
yeah,
that there was the, you know, great athlete, but. Because that's what a lot of people were saying. Great athlete, but could he turn into something? He's not clearly their kind of guy. So through the eyes of a Bill Belichick, it's the holy Jesus, the guy we evaluated to the guy now, he's improved by leaps and bounds. And I will never take that away from the guy. But I just look at it this way. The steadiness of Mac Jones is perfect not only for this offense, this football team, but we saw what Josh Allen was as a rookie, and he had room to grow. What we're seeing from Mac Jones right here is maybe among the best baselines of a foundation for a football player that we've seen come into the league in a long time. Herbert would fit into that category last year. Mm-hmm. But the difference is the Patriots are winning. Mac Jones is making winning plays. Even when he threw that pick six against Dallas, what do? Turn around, bing, 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 right back down the field, score a touchdown. I just think there's a lot there to like about Mac because of the presence in the pocket. And I admit, at times, I am one of those that will poo-poo the athleticism because to me, at the end of the day, quarterbacking is about accuracy, reading a defense, and being calm in the pocket. And that's what I see more from Mac than I do Josh Allen.
So I would actually take Mac Jones' NFL readiness and hold that against him in this debate because I think you're right. Mac Jones came into the league at a certain level. I don't know how much better he gets because when you're talking about, oh, he can read a defense, that's something that guys learn. That's something that Patrick Mahomes even admitted, I didn't know when I first got into the league. So I would, not to just steal Curran's analogy, but I would like to harness the stallion a little bit more. And you have a 6'5", 240-pound guy who runs like a 4.5 40 and has just a stronger arm, but doesn't make a ton of dumb decisions. He only threw 10 picks all of last year. He has 10 this year, so you gotta wonder where that number goes. But it's not like some of these young quarterbacks in the league that just would throw a ton of picks.
Well, is Josh Allen still a young quarterback?
He's 25. So
he's young in age, yes. But he's also played 4 years,
right,
where they let him go make a million mistakes as a part of his growth curve.
He did, and I think he had to have learned from those mistakes. Another thing Curran brought up was that first playoff game that he had, he did try to play hero ball to an extent. But that team didn't have Steph Diggs. And I think once he was able to get a real number one receiver, you could see what he's capable of. And you mentioned his running game. Like, I don't hold the bad running game against him. I think he might have to do a little bit more to sort of pick up the slack for that. And I think both are in a good spot as far as their coaches are concerned. They're both in stable spots, so that helps them. That's going to showcase them to look as good as they are. But I just wonder, you brought up the NBA comparison. And I kind of agree. I almost look at Mac Jones as a four-year starter in college, and then you draft him, and you're like, all right, this is kind of what he is. Whereas Josh Allen's that one and done where you're like,
you going Danny Ferry on me here?
Yeah, Danny Ferry. Or no, but I mean, those guys can be solid. Like, trying to think, like Fred Van Fleet's one. Tim Duncan's like the ultimate one.
But I'm surprised you don't think there's more room for, I think there's a ton of room for Mac to grow. A ton.
See, I don't, because he's already making pretty good decisions. He's already accurate.
Do you think he's running everything in their offense?
Because
I don't. I think they've only scratched the surface as to the stuff that they can give to him offensively. They just haven't given it to him yet.
See, this is why it's also interesting, like where they are, and then also trying to compare them in a vacuum.
Where you were, where you are, where you're going to be, kind of thing.
No, but also just like personnel, because are they running everything? It's like, all right, but if Mac Jones had a Steph Diggs, it might look different, or they might be more willing to do stuff because he has guys on his team that, again, I give Kendrick Bourne credit and Hunter Henry credit, and they've had guys and Jacoby Myers credit, but they don't have a ton of guys that can also, you throw a 5-yard pass and all of a sudden it's a 55-yard touchdown. That goes in your stat sheet and things like that with Mac Jones. Whereas Josh Allen does have, like, he has the best individual playmaker out of the two teams in Diggs, but Mac Jones has the more balanced team. He probably, I know both defenses are good, but you got to give the coaching advantage to Mac Jones as well. But I don't know. He's young. He's improved so much. And I think Allen's one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the league. So by saying I want Josh Allen over Mac Jones isn't even a criticism of Mac Jones. It's just I don't think Mac's at that level yet, and trying to project forward, I don't think he'll be as good.
All right, let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Tim and Natick, Regression Keith. Go ahead, Tim.
What's going on, fellas? I think you guys started to hit on a little bit there, Keith. I would rather Mac Jones because for me, the accuracy is more important, especially up here. It keeps drives going. But when you look at Josh Allen, he was a decent quarterback his second year, his first full year as a starter. But the third year is exactly right. He got Stephon Diggs, who had 1,500 yards and 127 receptions. That's a huge part of his development. I mean, his number one receiver, and you know, before Diggs got there, was Brown with 1,000 yards. And so now he's got Brown, Beasley, and Diggs, and Kendrick Bourne is basically our number one right now, or you know, Jacoby Myers, who's a great number three, I would say, because he just keeps the chain moving. So, I mean, if in the offseason next year you get rid of Aguilar and you bring in someone like an Allen Robinson from Chicago who becomes your number one, I guarantee you Mac's numbers are going to jump off the page and have like 35 touchdowns with fewer interceptions because he is more accurate.
Well, some of this,
I don't know how much more accurate he is. Well, I mean, Josh Allen completed 69% of his passes last year.
Some of this also comes down to what numbers are you interested in? Because I do think some people with quarterbacks get fascinated with 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, Justin Herbert. But he's 7-9. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I
even
know.
If Mac doesn't throw for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns, but if as a rookie he goes 11-6, yes, that's a function of the football team.
Yeah.
But rookie quarterbacks, as we saw with Josh Allen, hold teams back sometimes. And the other four are in part of, even though their teams aren't as good, a part of holding them back as well.
Yeah, and again, it's a big debate on whether or not wins are a quarterback stat, and yet we always bring it up when it relates to quarterbacks. But last year, it didn't really matter what Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow's record was, or even Kyler Murray 2 years ago. You could tell right away, like, all right, that's a good NFL quarterback. Now, how high they go remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. Teammates and coaching and all that kind of factors in. So Mac has already kind of passed that test, like he belongs test. The other rookies right now are still waiting to get there if they ever do. But I don't know. I mean, I think part of it is also expectations, too. So Josh Allen's on a team right now that should pile up a bunch of wins.
Well, I would say Mac has blown by expectations.
For even, his play.
Even but, for people like me.
But I think we also, to be fair, a lot of us thought the Patriots were going to be a playoff team almost regardless of his play.
It was the borderline playoff team.
Yes.
How does the QB play?
Yeah.
He's been better than we think.
Yeah.
Now they might win the division.
So, no. And then that
But
at that
I
point,
still that love is, that girl at the end of the bar.
Well, who doesn't?
Me.
She might be available. She might be want a drink. I don't know.
George is in the big truck with Gresham Keith.
Must be a huge truck.
What big truck are you driving, George?
Give me an 18-wheel gravel truck. Just hang on a second.
Oh,
it's a big truck.
Love the truckers.
To the station.
Can you blow the horn for us?
I just did. Hold on. I'll do it again.
Nice.
There we go. Thank you, George.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
much.
That. Go ahead, friend.
As I've been with you guys, this is more so with the weekend. It's all you guys anyway, but the constant talk about Matt Jones, Josh Allen, trade him, do this, do that. If I was Matt Jones, I would not want to talk to anybody in this station. I'd be pissed. This kid's played 12 games in the pros, and two of the three games they lost. If they let him play and unleash him a little bit more like they have now, they wouldn't have lost either one of them games either, okay? So I just, this kid's very annoying. Listen to all the negativity about this kid, all right? The kid was thrown into the fire. He wasn't like Brady. He was sat on the bench for a year and observed and learned, and, you know, Tom's a special person, no doubt about it. He's got a wicked talent, all right? This kid's picked up a more in a shorter period of time than Tom Brady had in over a year.
Well,
it's crazy. I mean,
all right, George. Well, I appreciate the call from the big truck and the horn there, but you're obviously not listening all that closely because Gresh said he would rather have Mac Jones than Josh Allen. So I don't know how negative that could possibly be towards Mac Jones. And it's not like I'm saying I'd rather have Mac Jones over like Tua Tagovailoa or Andy Dalton. I'm saying Josh Allen. I view Josh Allen very highly.
Quickly, here's the other thing too that George got a little wrong. Mac earned his job. Josh Allen was given it. like a lot of these rookies, where it was you can go in there. But Bill Belichick at least forced him to have to beat out someone, even though that someone wasn't great. And if we look at Belichick and say, this guy's a genius, he's the toughest guy to play for in the league. What does that say about Mac that he won a job and impressed the guy so much that Belichick said, I'm going to punt on a former MVP, as everybody brings up.
A former MVP. He's the worst quarterback in the NFL.
He is not good, no question. But he made Mac earn it. All these other guys were just handed it and be like, yeah, go throw 50 interceptions.
Josh Allen beat Nate Peterman. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Nathan Peterman. Good like Lord.
Yeah, he didn't start week one. He started, I think, week five was Allen's
first. They held him
he
back.
Came in when Nate Peterman threw 5 interceptions in the first half of the
in
game.
In a quarter, I thought. Or no, it was a half.
It might have been.
It was close to. It was like every time they had the ball, he threw a pick.
It is Buffalo coming up. Is there a COVID double standard in the NFL? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It can be in breach of contract, things like that. It's a pretty big deal in terms of Antonio Brown. But this has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. And why are people trying to link the two?
So I guess here's why, because you and I agree on this. So we're not going to get into an argument over it, but I've heard plenty of people saying how, like, oh, the league is so hypocritical, and Aaron Rodgers misled people. You're like, all right, who do you mislead?
Us.
Us idiots. Us media people. And anybody, I guess, on the outside kind of viewing it and saying you're immunized and saying that I took precautions and whatever, you're like, okay, that's weird. Because here's the biggest difference to me is, first of all, he didn't lie to the Packers, which then therefore would lie to the NFL.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
Antonio Brown, meanwhile, lied to both. And so, if anything, the Packers should get in more trouble for not finding him, for not wearing a mask and whatever, breaking those protocols. But they knew. And here's also how you knew, is when both guys tested positive this year. They both did. As it turns out, Antonio Brown did. And so did. And it was the week before they played the Patriots. He tested positive and he missed the game for that. But you remember what the report was? Antonio Brown tests positive. But he is vaccinated, so he just needs 2 negative tests in 24 hours, and then he can be back on the field. Aaron Rodgers tested positive, and there was a little bit of hemming and hawing, and then it was like, well, he's out a minimum 10 days. So, like, it pretty much got to it, whereas Antonio Brown should have been out a minimum 10 days.
Yeah.
So, they're different. They're very different. Aaron Rodgers had a misleading press conference, which I fully say was and is misleading, but he didn't take a fake card, which is illegal, by the way.
Right.
He didn't take a fake card and give it to the Packers. Then they like took the cheese on that. So no, they're definitely different.
I completely agree. You know? And and again, we just had a texter. How is it different than Antonio Brown? That said,
there was no fake card.
There was no
fake
card.
That's if you wanna answer that question in one sentence, it is Aaron Rodgers didn't have a fake vaccine card. Now, the one thing I don't know the answer to, because we bounce back with Dan Orlovsky going like, it should be like way more games. I'm like, you know, get rid of this guy. But was that already in there? Did we know what the punishment was for a fake vaccine
card?
Well,
that's the problem.
Or did they not even consider that?
They're flying by the seat of their pants right now, the NFL.
But if you add it up, I mean, 3 games out of 16 versus 21 games is what Evander Kane got out of 82.
So basically, Evander Kane got a quarter of the season.
Yeah, so Brown got a little bit less. So maybe that's your argument. Like, I don't think you got to pop him for the whole year, but if you wanted to argue that maybe 4 games, whatever, I don't care. Like, it's still significant. 3 games is a lot.
And the other thing, too, is this is where the conspiracy theorists will come into play, that a part of the reason Evander Kane got the suspension that he did was because the NHL was looking for something to, you know, get after him because of the ex-wife putting all the stuff out there about potential abuse and things like that. And I do wonder if the NFL was like, perfect, we can get Brown now, we can shelve this guy.
Just coming off a
suspension, send a message, you know, that kind of thing. And that's what, you know, it makes me wonder about the league from that standpoint. But again, you know, Aaron Rodgers fibbed us. His organization knew what was going on. Look, if Antonio Brown had guaranteed money, this might be, I might be stepping out a little bit, but I think because he did this, if Tampa wanted to cut him and say, we need to get rid of this guy and go after whatever signing bonus money or whatever there was,
they probably
could do so. Oh, yeah, that, right?
Brady wouldn't let it happen, though.
You're right.
Do you think Brady knew if he was vaccinated or not?
You know what? I'm going to say no, only from the standpoint of, and I've learned this as I've gotten older, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're AB, it's the don't tell Tom.
And I bet they had a team thing, and everybody's like, yeah, we all are. Because remember that crap report that was like, everybody on the box, first team, 100% vaccinated. It's like, no, obviously not.
And yet, Bruce Arians still had the protocols in place that he came up with for whenever they travel. So maybe he doesn't even trust some of the guys in that room. Heading to the top of the hour here. Bruins win. DeBrusque scores, believe it or not. Seltzer in Utah. But since Major League Baseball is going to cut off their own nose, we are going to help make baseball great again. Next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.